it's very easy for us to worry about what's going to happen in the future. I used to do that as a kid. I remember I used to always worry, like, what would happen after I die. I would always be like, man, well, what's, and it would give me, it would worry me to the point where I would be so afraid and I wouldn't be able to sleep at night, you know, on certain times like that. You know, that's just in my example, but there's times when you're like, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know if I'm going to get that job, you know, say you don't have a job and you're just like, I'm applying for all these jobs. I hope I get that job. What's going to happen? You know, what if I lose my job? You know, there's so many different circumstances that we can be put into for us not to trust or find it, or where we find it difficult to trust God in those uncertain times. Here's four things that we could do. The first thing is acknowledge uncertainty. Admit life's unpredictability. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 says, "The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." It all goes back to God. Like, in those uncertain times, whatever I'm going through, it's always revealed to me, like, or it's always, I always remember, like, God is the center. He's the focal point. He's the main source of everything that should be on my mind, and in my heart. You know, God needs to be the source. If I'm afraid of death, if I'm afraid what's going to happen after I die, I have to remember that God is the one that knows. He's the one that knows, right? And I know that through Jesus Christ, I have eternal life with God, right? That's the promise that God gives us through Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We accept Jesus into our heart. We can have a relationship with God, and we will be with God in eternity when after I pass away, right? God is the main source, right? Acknowledge uncertainty. Acknowledge it and be like, man, I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my job tomorrow. Or I'm afraid that my child will be born a certain way. Or I'm afraid that my marriage is going to fail, you know, or I'm afraid XYZ, fill in the blank. Acknowledge it and be like, okay. And then tell God. You know, that's number two. Pray for faith. Ask God to strengthen your trust. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Ask God for trust. God, how do I trust you in this? Help me to trust you in this. Show me how I need to trust you. You know, God will reveal it to you. He'll show you. He'll help you. God's Holy Spirit won't leave you. You know, God's Holy Spirit will guide you and counsel you. You know, through Jesus Christ, you ask God, God, I need your wisdom today. Help me to trust in you in this time of uncertainty, because those uncertain times can bring anxiety and worry. They can bring anxiety and worry and stress. And those are three things that we definitely don't need, because, you know, it'll have an effect on our brain, on our lifestyle, so on and so forth. So God is the center point. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. That's an excellent passage you can memorize. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, 6, and 7, I believe. It's excellent. Pray that prayer and just talk to God about it, and it will help you, as it has helped me, to not be stressed out and worry about uncertain times. Number three, you can recall God's faithfulness. Reflect on past provisions. Psalms chapter 37, verse 25 says, "I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken." Dude, look at this. Think back to a time where you were so stressed out and then God came through, or a blessing came through. You're like, thank you, Lord. You know, like, there's times when you're in your finances, right? And somebody just blesses you out of nowhere. It could be finances. It could be clothing. It could be something simple. Get a journal and write it down. Hey, God, just write it down. I remember when this was happening to me, and this was the solution that made me remember that being stressed out about that was not worth it. Being stressed out about those things, it's not worth it once that blessing comes. So recall God being faithful. So when God has been faithful before, and you, it comes to a point where you're stressed out, try to remember, okay, I remember a situation like this happened to me before, and God, I was provided for in that time. Now, don't go and try to provide it for yourself. You know what I mean? Because we can be tempted to do that, and that only causes more stress and anxiety. No, like, just go through the stress, go through wanting to get stressful, go through wanting to be anxious, go through wanting to worry. By focusing on God and remembering what He has done for you in the past. Number four, we can lean on community. Share burdens with trusted believers. That's a key word, trusted believers, because not all believers or not all people that go to church are trustworthy. Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says, bear one another's burdens. This is hard for people like me, like with ADHD, or for me, because I'm very trusting in people, and I've been taken advantage of in the past by family members, by church members. And just because a person goes to church doesn't mean that we need to trust them. Because in my experience, the people that I thought I could trust, they went and told everybody all my problems. You know what I mean? So you have to sift out and weigh the person that you want to trust. That's why I love being in marriage, because I have somebody that I trust in marriage that I can talk to, you know. And at the same time, I have one or two people that I can talk to outside of my marriage, which sometimes is all you need. Like, you don't need a whole, you know, list of friends like on Facebook to talk to, because not all of them are trustworthy. So lean on community, bear one another's burdens, ask them to pray for you. Hey, I'm going through this. Can you help me? You know, is there a passage that you can know, maybe you can share with me that can help me to bear this burden? Or if the person that you're talking to, if they're being stressed out and worried and you're at peace, talk to them, you know, pray for them. Hey, can I pray for you? I see that you're going through this. You know what I mean? If they trust you enough, you know, they'll ask you to pray for them, you know, so on and so forth. So community is huge. Being able to talk to others about what's going on in your life, other believers, trusted believers, and not just anybody in the church. I want to iterate that, because there's talk to people in the church, and you got to watch out. So here's one of the things we can take away. Practically, the thing that we could do is we can write a list of times God provided to resist during uncertainty. Like I said, so you get that journal out, or you get a piece of paper or whatever. I use a little pocket journal. It's a dotted moleskin journal. My bag is over there somewhere, but it's like the size of this card right here. It's like a little pocket booklet you can put in there. In there, you're going to write, I remember this was happening with me, and this is what happened. This is what provided to me to get out of that situation. Or sometimes, check this out. Like for me, like say I lost my job, right? After losing my job, I had savings set aside to be able to take the hit for like a month, because my savings was helping carry me over, right? So I can look at that money as being a blessing, right? God, thank you for helping me to save that money through that whole time. God, thank you for this provision, you know, so on and so forth. God, thank you for light, for water, for clothing. You know what I mean? You'll start to notice how much we really need the stuff that we have, you know, whenever you're stressed out or worried, or when God came through, you know. So write it down, journal it, write when God has or when God has provided in the past to help you resist during uncertainty. So anyways, I hope that helps. How do you handle this? How do you handle uncertain times? How have you handled it in the past? What has helped you? Leave a comment down below. Let us know. I'd like to hear from you. Also, there's some videos right here, a playlist of videos on overcoming anxiety as a Christian, kind of related to this topic here. But anyways, thanks a lot, you guys, for watching, for listening. Have a good one. Bye.